Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
Now, you know how much I love new space missions, and you and I were talking a few weeks ago about this satellite that NASA is launching next year. It's called the TESS, or the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that's headed to look at the planets outside our solar system, right?
Yeah, and it's wild to read about just how far this satellite will be looking. This is a two-year survey, and TESS will be looking at 200,000 of the brightest stars near the sun and all the planets around them. And in the survey, they're expecting to look at about 300 Earth-sized planets. And I love it when these kinds of missions launch.
I know, it's exciting. So when is it launching exactly?
Well, they say it's going to be no later than June. And I really love this time of year because it's a chance to pause and hit refresh, you know, in some ways, and think about all the exciting things happening in the year ahead. So that's what we're going to do today on today's 9 things we're excited about for 2018. Let's get started. Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to Part-Time Genius. I'm Will Pearson, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend Mangesh Hattigan. And the man on the other side of the soundproof glass wearing a t-shirt that says, actually, what does it say? It says, new year, new you, this year, new shoe.
New shoe.
What in the world does that mean? Is that like Dr. Seuss or something?
I have no idea, but I'm sure it's profound. That Tristan is one deep guy.
You are not kidding. All right, well, we've got another smart guy on the phone, and that's our lead researcher, Mr. Gabe Lousier. Hey there, Gabe.
Hey, guys.
All right, well, today we're talking about some of the things we're excited about for 2018. So, Mango, you want to kick us off with the first fact?
Yeah, definitely. So, obviously, we're both excited about this search for exoplanets, and everyone's been talking about whether we should go to Mars or not, but very few people talk about NASA's mission this year to the sun. But that's exactly what's happening in 2018. It's called the Parker Solar Probe. And the whole idea is to trace the flow of energy around the sun and understand the solar winds and magnetic fields there. And while it won't actually get to the sun, it'll actually get closer to Venus and then return in 2025. The probe is covered in all this armor of carbon composite solar shields, I guess, and that's to protect it from the heat.
Wow. So the closest it will get, you said, is near Venus?
Yeah, so it'll get to Venus. It'll actually orbit Venus, I believe, so that to reduce on energy, and then it'll head back.
Venus, which my son likes to remind me, is actually the hottest planet, despite being the second planet closest to the sun. All right, that's a good one. We're sticking with some space themes. Okay, well, Gabe, what's your first fact?
So I got a space one too, actually, and you know, the sun is great and all, but I'm a little more excited about the fact that 2 space tourists are going to be headed to the moon. And this is part of a SpaceX project. It's called the Falcon Heavy rocket, and it's going to launch with a crew of the Dragon 2. It's the most powerful rocket to blast off since NASA's Saturn missions in the 1970s. The mission is supposed to last about a week, and it will be mostly automated, so the space tourists will, you know, pretty much just sit there and hope that everything goes okay. And in case something, you know, does go wrong, they'll have a little bit of training, and including how to pilot the craft manually. But the capsule is just going to orbit the moon, not actually touch down. And we don't know who's going yet, but two private individuals approached SpaceX and asked to be a part of the moon cruise. And they haven't announced who they are yet, but you can be sure they're paying a pretty penny for the privilege.
I can imagine.
And there's not an exact date yet for the mission, just late 2018, but it's coming.
So they do know who the two people are. We don't know, but those two people have been chosen.
Yeah. I mean, the other weird thing about it is they call it Dragon 2 instead of Double Dragon.
It's a missed opportunity, yeah. So
that's the weirdest fact of 2018. All right, well, I guess I will go next with a fact. And I feel like we can't talk about 2018 without at least talking about the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And this is definitely going to be an interesting one. I mean, you know, it's only 50 or so miles from the North Korea border. And we all read about how the Russian team has been suspended by the IOC for mm-hmm. systematic doping. So that's going to be one wrinkle in this. And it'll be interesting to see how many of their athletes compete independently. But one of my favorite parts about the Olympics is hearing about the new events that they're adding each time. And this year, the events that I saw listed were big air snowboarding, mixed doubles curling, that sounds exciting, and mass start speed skating. I really don't understand what any of those mean, and I kind of don't want to look them up because I just want to be surprised by what mass start speed skating is. Sounds chaos, but anyway, I'm excited for the Olympics as always. Okay, Mango, what's your next fact?
So one of the things everyone's kind of excited about in 2018 is that women are finally being given the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. And wow. Obviously, this is a big deal. So Stacey looked up the reasons women have been held back to this point, and they are ridiculous or actually infuriating. So these are some of the reasons that Saudi Arabia has given in the past for why women shouldn't drive. Male drivers wouldn't know how to handle women driving in cars next to them. Allowing women to drive will make women more promiscuous and also bring shame on the Saudi family. And also, driving harms women's ovaries.
Wow.
It's so crazy and baffling.
It is crazy.
And so all of these, of course, are these stupid reasons. And I remember I had this friend in college who lived in Saudi Arabia, and she said that her mom talked about how the year or two they'd spent there, she felt like her wings had been clipped because she just couldn't be independent at all. So getting the right for these women to drive is really exciting, but it's going to be baby steps. So women still can't work as taxi drivers. And the reason the change isn't taking place until June is partially to train police on how to interact with women when they pull them over, because men and women don't actually often interact unless they're related to one another.
Hmm. Oh, that's a very interesting fact, and hopefully is the first of many steps in that direction. Okay, Gabe, what's your next fact?
Okay, so one thing worth celebrating in 2018 is the 100th birthday of the John Deere tractor. 1918 was actually just the beginning of the John Deere tractor line, which started 32 years after the man himself passed away. And John Deere was originally a blacksmith by trade, which led him to inventing the first steel plow in 1837. The company then made all kinds of different farm implements for the next 80 years or so before actually finally venturing into the tractor game in 1918. And the company already jumped the gun a little bit and marked this anniversary by bringing a family to their Waterloo, Iowa plant in October. And the family got to watch the first 2018 tractor roll off the assembly line, and they got to keep it too.
Wow.
Pretty awesome.
That's a good fact. Okay, well, my last fact of the day, it's actually pretty wild to think about the fact that phase one trials will begin late next year for an AIDS vaccine. And this doesn't seem like something we could be saying by this point. And of course, it's still very early, but scientists from the NIH and the pharmaceutical company Sanofi appear to have us closer than ever to having a vaccine. Now, the vaccine combines three broadly neutralizing antibodies into a single compound. And the number of antibodies make it nearly impossible for HIV to mutate into AIDS. And so if it proves to be effective, the drug could be used as a vaccine to help treat people who already have the disease. And if the trial goes well, then the drug could be in the market in just a few years. So obviously, fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right, Mango, what's your next fact?
So I love that there are all these exciting medical innovations on the horizon, right? Like that AIDS thing is so promising and awesome. But one of the things that warmed my heart was that there's this new cooling cap for people going through chemo. And basically, you wear the cap before, after, and during your session, and it significantly reduces hair loss, which, you know, we've all had friends and relatives with cancer, and especially watching little kids with leukemia lose their hair, and you realize how difficult it is during that time. At least they can feel a little more confident from, you know, looking like themselves, and yeah, that's kind of wonderful.
That is pretty neat. That's great. All right, Gabe, you get to close this out today. What's your last fact of the day?
All right. Well, this is significantly less important than new developments in cancer and AIDS research, but there is something I am excited about, and that's that George R.R. Martin is releasing a new Westeros-based book this year. And, you know, before you know, we get too excited, it's not the long-awaited sixth book in the Song of Ice and Fire series that spawned Game of Thrones, but it is based in the same world. It's called Fire and Blood. So he's mixing it up a little bit. And it's said to be a two-volume history about the Targaryen kings that appear in those books. And Martin says the first one will likely be released by the end of 2018. And he said that at least one Westeros book will be released this year. And who knows, maybe two. A boy can dream.
Wow, you really closed that out with a profound statement there. You know, Mega, we've had a lot of good facts today. And I know we talked about some pretty important things, you know, these space missions and obviously with women driving in Saudi Arabia, AIDS vaccine, these caps for those dealing with chemotherapy. But I feel like Gabe really hit us with some very, very important facts, like the John Deere anniversary, mm-hmm, and the George R.R. Martin novel coming out. So
yeah,
I feel like he probably deserves to take the trophy today.
Here's to all your dreams coming true, Gabe.
That's right,
Gabe. I'm honored, guys. I think you made the right choice.
This is our last episode of Nine Things for the year. Look forward to getting back to it next year. And Happy New Year to everybody. We'll be back with a full-length episode tomorrow.
Thank you so much for listening.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.